I guess that when a white man refers to his boss as boss, it's more or less a term of, if not respect, at least the acknowledgement of someone deserving of respect. And I get the sense that when older blacks, usually older blacks, refer to white men as boss, or any white man as boss, it was it's kind of a superficial kind of term, a term that an ambiguous term that allowed the black man to kind of snicker at the white man and at the same time get away with it by calling him boss.
All right, moving on. Say if it's getting kind of late, you look at your watch, you might say, well, we better get going. It's midnight.
It's almost midnight.
And if the sidewalks are iced over, you might say, well, I've managed to keep my balance, but one time.
I managed
to keep my balance, but one time, baby.
I fell.
Or I
almost fell. Like to near almost goddamn nearly fail. No, almost fail.
Okay. See, if I'm waiting for you to go somewhere, you might say, well, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
If you want to know the distance to somewhere, you might stop and ask, well,
how far is it?
And if you want to know the number of times something is done, you ask how.
How often?
If I'm trying to point out something to you, in plain sight in a room and you just can't see it, I might say, well, just, hey, idiot.
There it is.
Or here.
Here it is. Or
something here.
Right here.
Or
look here.
Would you ever use that if you were, say, reprimanding a child?
Yeah. Except I don't have many children I can reprimand.
Or say if I said something like, well, I'm not going to vote for Carter next time, and you agree with me, you might say, well, am I?
Neither am I.
Okay, parts of the body, you call this your
forehead.
And this is your
hair.
Growing a
beard.
And your ears, you got a
right ear.
And a
left ear.
Right, and this is your
mouth.
And this is your
neck.
Throat.
Okay. Goozle.
What is the goozle exactly?
I don't know. Just the whole area there. Goozle.
Is it the thing that moves up and down?
No, I call that the Adam's apple.
Okay. What about all these? These are my
teeth.
Just one.
Tooth.
And fleshy part.
Gums.
This is my
hand.
Got two.
Hands.
This part is a
palm.
Make a
fist.
Got two.
Fists.
Place where bones meet, that's a
joint.
Upper part of your body, that's your
chest.
And you got two.
Shoulders.
What about this is my left
leg.
And that's my left
foot.
Got two.
Feet.
What about this part right here?
Shin.
What about this part?
Haunches.
Okay. And what if you had to, if a child was trying to hide from you behind a sofa in order that you couldn't see him, he had to
scrunch down.
Okay. Anything else?
Hunker down.
Okay. Or maybe just he had to
squat down, kneel down.
Or would he say anything if he jumped up real quick trying to scare you?
Boo.
Say if somebody has been sick, you might say, well, he's up around now, but he still looks a little bit...
Looks a little peaked.
Okay. And a man who is very muscular and can lift heavy weights, you say he's mighty...
Mighty strong.
Okay. Anything else? If somebody said so-and-so's mighty stout, what would the first thing come to your mind?
Well, that kind of means the same thing as strong. Somebody who